The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
This summer, IT Carlow is launching Ireland's first summer school for teen influencers. It's an idea of Dr. Irene McCormack. She's the leader of the Creative Hub there. And I'm joined on the line now by Irene and also by influencer Lauren Whelan. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, hello. Brendan, how are you?
So Irene, if we start with you, you're calling the course Digital Hustle because I know everybody needs it's supposed to have a side hustle these days, aren't they?
That's right. What we would have called in the past an ixer in Ireland, like globally people refer to that as a kind of a side hustle. That's a nice global name for it now, where you kind of a little half job on the side, and it really works for students and young people who are trying to pay for college fees and outfits from Boohoo and all the rest of it. So yeah, the side hustle is the cute name.
I love that that's what they're spending the money on, college fees and outfits from Boohoo. So come here, maybe explain to us, we'll talk to Lauren about this in a minute, but just for anyone who doesn't quite 100% understand it, explain to me what an influencer does. I suppose a lot of people tend to think they don't take it seriously as a job and they don't think it's actual work.
Yeah, so the idea of the Digital Hustle came from this idea that I was listening to Morning Ireland one morning, and one of the career guidance leaders in Ireland was on, and she was saying she's often asked by students, you know, I'd like to be an influencer, I'd like to be a gamer. And instead of running back to the, you know, staff room and having a laugh about it, she said, that's a great idea. She really encourages the students. So I was very inspired by this idea that it was being taken seriously, and she would urge us to take it seriously. And if you think about it, Brendan, if every teenage girl in Ireland wants to get a job in Pennies, and that's a fantastic job, but, you know, not everybody can get that job. And what are the other things that people can do? And influencing is something that you can do from your own home. It's immense amount of work, as Lauren will tell you, and it's something that we should encourage and allow people to do that if they want to do it, and not look down at it, not snigger at it.
Okay, and the idea is kind of that they are their own personal brand, and then people kind of want to be like them, kind of thing, isn't it? And this, and then they endorse products. Is that it?
Absolutely, and Lauren will speak more about that, but I think, you know, some of the great and successful influencers like Holly Carpenter, who's coming to the IT Carlow Digital School, will tell you, you know, you're selling us authenticity, yourself, your own warmth, maybe an aspirational lifestyle. It looks easy, but it's an awful lot of work putting all that tan on, as you can imagine. And so it's a working job, but you are selling a brand, and the Digital Hustle is going to help learners and young people understand that brand from a bird's eye point of view, and also how to build that brand. We've got all the experts in place to talk about that.
Okay, and so there are experts in this area?
Oh God, yeah, oh God. We have the Digital Marketing Lecturer of the Year, Dorothy Keane, who's one of our own lecturers. She's going to be doing a workshop with young entrepreneurs. I just absolutely love them. You know, the kind of horse box coffee entrepreneurs. So we have Quirky Coffee. Dorothy's going to do a workshop with them and take Q&As from the group. And that in that way, she will tell them how to create your story, how to build on that story, and to know what your story is in the first place. But we also have international speakers.
Are there a lot of kids then? So the influencers aside, are a lot of kids these days now just kind of setting up these little businesses, like the kind of pop-up coffee things and all that kind of stuff? Yeah.
You see, Brendan, the influencers is the shiny, bright, marquee idea.
Yeah.
But also behind that, you have lots of very young people making bracelets. A great one is doing makeup. So you might find that there are people in TY who are doing makeup courses, and then they actually go to their friends at the weekend, would do their friends' makeup, but they would market that on Instagram. So, you know, you could be getting €30 of a tip, let's say. And that's a little, imagine if you did that 3 times a week. And that was extremely popular a few years ago and continues to this day, marketing yourself as a makeup expert, maybe to your own peers, though.
Okay. So, and listen, as you say, you have actual influencers will be talking at it as well. And one is Lauren Whelan, who's with us. Now, if you stay with us, Irene. So, Lauren, you are going to be one of the influencers talking on the course. Can you tell me your own story of how you became an influencer and everything? When did you get into social media?
Yeah, of course. So I started in Christmas of 2018. I'm sure every like influencer creator will say the same thing. I started just as a joke. It was never, I never intended to be anything serious. I was literally in school and there was a trend going around on TikTok at the moment. Or at that moment, and it was relatively new at the time, and I just downloaded it so I could make this video with the lads in my year, you know, like it didn't go viral or anything, got a couple of views, but then I started making videos at home, and they kind of went viral. Like one of my second videos got like, I think 10,000 views, and I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, and I was getting a lot of traction, and I think that was also because like there wasn't a lot of Irish creators on the app at the time. So like a lot of people were grasping to any like Irish creators that were on it because they're like, oh, it's cool, like there's not a lot of them.
And Lauren, can you explain to Grandad here now, the videos on TikTok are very short, aren't they? So what kind of stuff were you doing in the videos?
Well, in the beginning, I was just dancing around my kitchen. Like it wasn't, like I was just kind of having the crack. It was nothing serious at all. But the type of videos that I make now, what might be skits, kind of relatable videos and stuff like that, like I would take like the mick out of my mom and stuff like that. So yeah, that's the type of videos I make now, but they can be up to a minute long, and you can actually make 2 minute videos on there now recently as well.
And you've built up a huge following now, haven't you?
Yeah.
How many followers have you now?
I think as of this morning, I think 695,800, I think.
Wow. And so is that all in Ireland, or do you have international followers as well?
No, actually, most of my followers are from the US and the UK. I have 26% US followers, and then 22, I think, UK. And then it's like 20% Ireland, and then there's like some small bits in Australia and stuff like that.
And TikTok isn't the only platform you use?
No. So I have Instagram as well. I have 50,000 on Instagram, and I do YouTube as well. Like, I'm not as serious on there. I just make like a video a week, you know. I think I have almost 8,000 subscribers on YouTube, so yeah.
And Lauren, at what point did you realise you were an influencer, or that there was a gig in this?
I suppose it was when I got approached by my agency. I'm signed with Pluto, the agency, and they approached me back in March of 2020, just when we went into lockdown. I had worked with them before. I did something with the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre that they had kind of organised, so I knew them through that. But then they reached out to me and they were like, hey, we want to like represent you and stuff like that. So it was kind of at that point I was like, oh, like I can actually make a career from this.
And is that now what you would view as that's going to be your full-time job for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, I think so. Like I love what I do. Like I love making videos. It is my job, but it doesn't feel like a job because I absolutely love it. But at the same time, like, I'd love to get into radio. I did, like, the IT course with KCLR recently, and I'd love to do TV and stuff like that as well. But I do see influencing as my career for the moment, at least.
Okay, and Lauren, can I be a bit grubby for a minute now? Because obviously people are all mad to know how much money is she making. So explain first the business model. How does it work? Who pays you?
So the way it works is brands will approach my agency, maybe inquiring about me, or like some brands will just be like, hey, can you have some other influencers? Like Pluto don't just represent me, they represent other creators like Jacob and stuff like that, Jacob Dunnigan, and he has like a million followers. But they'll approach them and be like, hey, we want certain influencers, we want Lauren to do this job. They'll give my prices, and then all of it kind of goes through there. And like the prices, I can't really say specific prices.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it ranges, like it does depend on how many followers that you have. So like when I began, I was on 250,000. So I'm getting a lot more than I was when I started out.
Okay. Are you making a lot of money?
A lot more than I expected, at least, yeah.
Okay. And listen, do you have to be comfortable then with the client or the brand or whatever? Would you turn things down and stuff?
Yeah, of course. Like, luckily I haven't had to turn down a lot. Most of the time, like, Pluto will kind of turn down stuff for me, like, say, maybe if they can't pay me as much as, you know, my rates are and stuff like that. But Pluto will always be like to me, like, hey, this brand wants to work with you. Do you want to work with them? Do you like this brand? and then I kind of make that decision. Like, if I like the product, or like, so say for example, I did an ad with Subway recently, and I loved that because I eat way too many Subway sandwiches, so I was more than happy to do that.
But and there, like, you go, bing, you got a bonus there from Subway. Nice work, you made it. That's a 360, is it, if you get it on another medium as well. Nice work. Okay, in return for that, no, you have to tell me, roughly, are you making more than you'd be making if you're working in a job? Like, are you making enough to buy a car, to buy a house? Where are you at, roughly?
I'm definitely earning a lot more than I would if I was working a regular job, 100%. I was thinking, like, because I've saved all my money, so, like, I'm living at home, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have to pay rent or anything like that, because I go to college in Carlow. Like, there's no real point to me moving out and paying for rent in Carlow when I live here already. But I definitely could buy a car, and that's actually what I'm saving my money for at the moment, to do my lessons and buy a car and insurance and stuff. But I was having a chat with my mum and dad, and we were saying, like, if prices go down, I could possibly take out a mortgage and get a house and stuff. So I possibly could do that, yes.
Okay. So serious stuff. Listen, do you get, you know, obviously there's a lot of talk now about online abuse and all that kind of stuff. And I presume if you put yourself out there like that, that you're getting, you know, good old fashioned Irish begrudgery and a bit of abuse and all that, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Like, I think that comes with, like, every job, though. Like, you know, there's positives and negatives, and unfortunately the negatives for me is that I do get a lot of, not even a lot, but, like, I have a lot of attention on me, and, you know, like, I'll always have, like, people hating and leaving nasty comments, you know. Like, I have, like, there's, like, three specific accounts that have been commenting hate on every single one of my videos for the past year and a half, but I've kind of switched my mentality on it a bit, because, like, I kind of find hate flattering now. Like, the way I think about it is, I'm like, okay, that person is taking time out of their day. You know, they're literally commenting on my videos every single day. Like, that must be an obsession. So I just kind of switched up, and I find it flattering that those people, like, think about me so much that they take time out of their day to comment on my stuff.
You're dead right. Good stuff, Lauren. Okay. that's a real eye-opener. And Irene, if people want to who's the course aimed at, or who can do the course, Irene?
The course is aimed at senior cycle students, and anybody in the senior cycle can apply. We've set aside some places for your listeners. And actually, I'd like to say that in the future, we'd like to run it maybe as a winter course, because to tap into maybe college week. And I'd like to work with TY coordinators on it as well, because here in IT Carlow, like, we do have a huge, very strong suite of media and marketing courses, and we have the firepower, apart from all the international speakers we have. So if anybody wants to see what the Digital Hustle is doing, go onto the IT Carlow website and scroll down there and you'll find it.
Okay, so that's itcarlow.ie. When's the closing date for applications for the course?
Well, I'm going to close today. I've set aside some places for your listeners or their children. Yeah.
Okay. You know what, Irene? I think that's all a very admirable thing. And the more third level institutions be living in the modern world and meeting the modern world where it is, and maybe be less judgy about, like, what the new jobs are and what the kids are up to. Okay.
Absolutely. But I just say one thing is that, you know, it is there's a lot of research based international speakers as well. And before you go, I just want to say one thing. Brendan, I don't know if you know, but a really important person in public life died this week on Thursday, Mamo McDonald. She was head of the ICA in 1982, and she made a massive contribution, and her work must be remembered. And she had 11 children that she brought up as a very young widow, and she brought the ICA into the modern world, making them a stakeholder in policy decisions in Ireland. And I'd love her to be remembered today. She's a great loss to us all.
Absolutely. She did fantastic work, and before her time, really, was isn't she? Okay.
Absolutely.
Irene McCormack, thank you very much for that. That's Irene McCormack, leader of the Creative Hub in IT Carlow. And Lauren Whelan, influencer, thank you very much too. And let's take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.